countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
It's Friday morning and it's a beautiful morning here in Tullowing, County Carlow, and I'm at the Mart here, which is getting back to normal after 2 years of disruption. And I'm here with the Mart manager, Eric Driver. Eric, are things getting back to normal?
Certainly, Damien, and you're very welcome here to Tullow this morning. Yeah, we're certainly getting back to normal, but we're also being very, you know, aware of that the COVID virus is still in the community. But we have got back here to what we knew best, is that family atmosphere that we have enjoyed here in Tullow Mart all over the generations. And certainly it's great to be getting back to what we knew was normal before COVID came.
And what is that? What sort of restrictions have been lifted?
Well, the restrictions that have been lifted is the distancing has been lifted, the wearing of face masks externally has been, you know, is encouraged that we can get out into the open air, into the fresh air now, and just allowing people to come back to the Mart again. There was a kind of not a restriction of a very enforced level, but there was a kind of an understanding that you didn't come to the Mart unless you had exact business to do in the Mart premises. Whereas today, this is our showcasing day, it's our fat stock show and sale for the bullocks, and it's great to see all the local farmers coming in here together. They're gathering sensibly and looking at each other's stock and complementing each other, and that's something we haven't been able to facilitate for the last 2 years, so it's great to see that happening again.
Is it going to be a busy day?
Yeah, it is, exactly. Yeah, no, we're delighted to have such a large sale on hand today. But yeah, it's 10:30 now, and as we say here, owners and buyers now please to the ring and online. It's time to commence. It's 10:30. Owners and buyers now please to the ring. Owners and buyers now please to the ring and online. We'll be commencing now in 3 minutes. 3 minutes now in ring one. And we have about 40 cows first in number three.
I'm here from the start.
At the Mart, I bumped into 80-year-old Kieran O'Byrne, who hasn't missed a sale since his father Eddie, along with Paddy Dawson and Stan Brophy, founded the Mart back in 1956.
I never missed a day.
You haven't missed a day since the first day you came in here.
It's the part of my life. I would not miss a sale. If I was on holidays, I actually would come if I was in Galway on the day of the Mart. If I was in the country, I'd just get into my car and come to the Mart. The Mart means an awful lot to me.
Well, the sale has just started in there, so I don't want to hold you back from it. And thanks very much for chatting to us, Kieran, and the best of luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you very much. And maybe for another few years.
And a few years after that.
Anyway, thank you.
An important part of the Mart is the canteen. Here in Tullow, Marie Jackman is in charge and is glad to be back operating with more relaxed restrictions.
But it is good. It's good to see a buzz around the place, yeah.
And what's it been like for the last few years? Have you been in operation at all on Mart days?
Yeah, we've tried to stay going as much as we can. We were locked down for the first couple of lockdowns, and then last year for January and February. Then we came back, takeaway capacity. And then from last June, we put a marquee up outside and tried our best to work from there. Old farmers that are finished going to Marts will come in and sit and have their dinner and, you know, sit for a chat or come in for a cup of tea. And you nearly have to kick them out at the end of the day because they sit for their chat, which is great.
Well, I'll let you back there. Thanks a million, Marie. Best of luck.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Great. Okay. Thanks a million.
Sitting having a cup of tea is local farmer John Keogh.
You know, we're here sitting in a Mart that opened in 1956, and I remember being here on the opening day because it was a huge transition from the fair day to coming into the establishment of the local Mart, where everybody had a chance to buy their stock and do business in a very open, transparent manner. That's well over 60 years ago now.
You must have been only a chap.
I was. I had a great interest in farming, and we're a family that's deeply rooted in agriculture, and that interest that I had as a young boy maintained itself throughout my life. I certainly have no desire to retire.
Well, John, your tea's getting cold here, so I'll let you back to it, and thanks for chatting to us.
Right,
all right, thank you. Mm. Well, I'm here with another farmer, Alwyn Owens. Alwyn, you're leaving. The sale has only started.
Too good for me, Damien, too good.
Right.
Yeah, that's very good cattle in the sale now, in fairness today, but nothing for me.
And what sort of farming are you involved in, Alwyn?
Beef and tillage,
right.
Store cattle and winter corn.
What sort of a year has it been?
It's been a very good year.
Yeah.
In fairness, very good now. And hopefully with the fertiliser, if it can come some way under control, it won't be a bad year either this year.
Yeah, that's the big issue, isn't it, in farming, the price of fertiliser?
Yeah, it is, but we might have to take the hit this year, but anyhow, we'll have to wait and see and buy it as we need it rather than buying it, a lot in straight away.
And I'm hearing that cattle, the trade is good and has been for the last year or so.
Yeah, the trade is excellent at the moment. Cattle prices, store prices are up 100 and 150 euros a head, but the beef finishing price is up as well. So we're getting really good prices for our finishing cattle.
Anyway, Alwyn, listen, it's great to chat to you and I wish you all the very best.
Yeah, thanks a million.
Perfect. Well, the last time I was at the mart here in Tullow, I was here for the retirement of John Murphy, who was the mart manager back then. And the first man that I met here today is the same John. John, hard to get rid of you.
Oh, yeah, I'm like a bad dog out front gate and back in another. No, I'm still here and done a little bit, but still enjoy it, still like meeting the farmers and having the chat and all the rest.
John, the lockdowns have been tough on everybody, but I would have thought they were a lot tougher, particularly maybe on older single farmers. Did you find that? Was it very tough on those sort of people?
Very much so. Well, it was the last social place to have is the mart.
Yeah.
Like, and you say, Tuesday after Tuesday, Friday after Friday, they're in there, they'll sit up on the seats. They'll observe for an hour, they'll chat to the neighbour, maybe the same person week in, week out, like you see the same people.
Yeah.
And then they'll go to the canteen. It'll be leisurely, they'll have their lunch, and that's their social outlet for the week. It took its toll, like, on quite a lot of people, there's no doubt about it. And especially on, and I have said it on numerous occasions, the whole social end of social isolation, like, that's where the world it took its toll on them.
You haven't aged a bit in the 9 years.
I think a little bit scarcer on top, Damien, a little bit scarcer and a little bit greyer, but I haven't put on any weight.
No, you haven't.
That's why I'm still working. I'm still around the nine stone.
You look like a marathon runner.
Well, as someone said to me sometimes, you look like a lad that could do with a good feed. Maybe that's another way.
Well, you get one of them in the canteen anyway. I was in there earlier. So, John, good to talk to you. And,
pleasure, Damien.
The best of luck for the rest of the year. All right.
That was the ever-vescent John Murphy ending that report from yesterday's cattle sale at Tullow Livestock Mart. And thanks to manager Eric Driver and everybody there for their very warm welcome.